personally, I have a problem with a bank, J.P. Morgan Chase Bank. Now, they're sending out these gift cards for $125 if you open an account. Now, it's an inducement. I opened an account, then I was told I have to have another account. So I opened that. Naturally, I had my wife there to sign as signatory. Well, they screwed the whole thing up. And when I tried to straighten it out, they were unresponsive. So I went down and said, look, I want to rescind the entire deal. This branch manager said that, hey, look, there's a $25 charge for closing an account before some period of time I'd never heard of. So, okay, you take my $50, and I warned him, look, I'm going to sue you for consumer fraud. Well, nobody really believed me. Now, it's not hard to sue them for consumer fraud, but I want everybody to know how easy it is. I did it in justice court, so it cost $75 filing fee, and I haven't gotten the affidavit of service for that cost. But the thing is, if everybody will do it, then the institutions will be forced to straighten out, because they're simply going to find themselves inundated with lawsuits. It's simple. Every jurisdiction in the country has a statute for consumer fraud. You don't even have to look it up. Just allege that they committed consumer fraud. And you sue for the jurisdictional amount of the justice court. In this case, that's $10,000. Now, that makes it worthwhile, and it gets their attention real fast. The thing that everybody needs to know is that, look, you have to, if you are married, you have to do it in the name of the community. If you're in a western state, because they're all community property states. Now, you have to have both your signatures on it, and you simply state what happened. Going down to justice court may be the trickiest part of it, because for Pima County, the administrative offices for the civil division are in a place separate from the actual court itself. But luckily, I knew where that was. And I had it done in a surprisingly short period of time. Now, you can do it in advance, as I did, do your complaint, and you just have two sections. You've got the complaint where you allege what happened, and you've got to say that it was the bank committed consumer fraud, you were damaged thereby, and then in the prayer for relief, you want your damages, just state the jurisdictional amount of the court. They can tell you what it is. And you want your court costs, and you want such other and further relief as may seem just and equitable in the premises. And then you sign it, and file it, and then get it served. This mess isn't going to clean itself up, and unless we start doing something about it, we're never going to get the justice to which we're entitled. Our institutions are there to serve us, not we are there to serve the institutions.